God, like Adam Lowry's presence, what does that still mean, the physical stuff at this time of year, maybe going forward more than other times?
Well, I think it's an element we don't really have in our lineup. You know, when he's not in there, he's kind of that guy for us. You know, I think he brings a different sort of attitude, especially with the people that they're asked to play against a lot of times. You know, he's answered the bell a few times for us this year too. So it just helps to have a presence in your lineup that can make the other team question, you know, if or when that's going to come out. And, you know, at certain times he's changed games for us just with a couple of big hits or a fight or, you know, just kind of being that element for us that we don't have a lot of in our lineup, honestly.
Yeah. What you marked, does it change your approach at all or give you more confidence?
Not really.
How about confidence level overall this team, where it's at? Andrew Kopp was saying just a little while ago that after game two, I think it was, he thought, whoa, what have we got here? I think you're down 4-0 or something like that. Can you just kind of take me through the year on the level of confidence you had in this team and where it's at now?
You're up, Mark. Where are you at?
I don't have any answers for him. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah, I think it was, you know, we had a young group and we're not really sure what we have, you know, what to really expect is always different in a new season. And I think our group, you know, has really fought together, and that's been kind of our rallying cry. You know, obviously some different circumstances in training camp, you know, losing some big pieces to our team, you know, it's kind of forced us to rally around each other and play a certain way. So, you know, I think now our confidence comes in the fact that, you know, we rely on each guy, and each guy's got a job, and each guy does that job. And even on the nights where it doesn't go our way or we don't play our best game, we have a chance to win because we battle for each other. We've battled all year. It's given us an opportunity to be in this position and have a chance to play in the playoffs.
And do you kind of look at the schedule and the games left and wonder and hope you'll be in, or are you convinced you'll be in?
Well, I think we're worried about playing Edmonton.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether we ultimately make the playoffs or not, the fact that our group has given us an opportunity, you know, I think we take a lot of pride in that. You know, quite honestly, even without losing Buff and Brian Little before the season, it was going to be a really tough challenge for us to have a chance to make the playoffs. And you lose two of your best players throughout the season. You know, we really shouldn't be where we're at. So there's a lot to be said for being in this position. And I think one of the main reasons we're here is that we take it day by day. You know, we're worried about tomorrow's game, and even if it doesn't go our way, we still got hockey to play.
Blake, also seems like at this point in the season, you're probably healthier than as a team than you've been all year. What kind of an edge can that give you mentally going into this stretch?
Well, I think you got to be careful because you don't want to take a step back and relax a little bit, because now you've got some guys that can, you know, do some things in your lineup. And I think when you got guys that get hurt or, you know, people coming in and out of the lineup, each guy's got to step their game up a little bit. And sometimes you get more out of people than when you're completely healthy. So you got to be careful not to just relax and rely on having more healthy bodies. You know, if we can bring that sense of urgency that we've had to play with for a long time now with a healthy lineup, then yeah, it's going to certainly give us an edge. And, you know, I think both guys that have come back, you know, more recently have given us a spark, and just makes us a deeper lineup.
Since you guys have, you know, really been on a roll starting in, I guess, early February, there was a stretch there where the third line carried a lot of the offense. You guys got back together, carried a lot for a while. The last couple of games, second line has really been chipping in. what goes into being that team that, you know, gets the right contributions from the right lines at the right time?
You ever take that one?
Go for it, Jim. All right.
Yeah, you know, that's a hockey team. You know, you need contributors from all lines, and you know, any given night, you need every single guy, whether it's, you know, shutting down their top line or, you know, chipping in a goal or, you know, just gaining momentum with a, you know, with a good ozone shift. So, you know, going down the stretch, you know, throughout the whole season, you need you know, contributors from, you know, up and down the lineup, and, you know, when we have that, we're a tough team to beat.